eat whatever the hell you want. I've been eating only fast food, frozen pizzas, sleeves of Oreos, chicken nuggets. I think some people can be healthy at any size. What's up, guys? Welcome back to Strength 101, the podcast where we break down fitness and nutrition into its simplest forms so that you can get the results you want. Today, we're doing another solo session. It's just me and you guys because I want to talk about an experiment that I've been doing. The members around the gym know it as the fast food experiment. As I sit here today, I've been eating only fast food and other junk food, things like frozen pizzas, sleeves of Oreos, chicken nuggets, really anything that is just frozen and doesn't have any vegetables or nutrients in it, for the past 36 days. Why would I do this? Well, we're going to get into that. I have a lot of theories about nutrition that I like to test out, and sometimes you can't depend on the research, so you just have to test things out for yourself. So first, let's start by me telling you exactly what's going on with this experiment, where it started. So the goal of this experiment is for me to eat fast food only, or basically foods that have no extra nutritional value. So no fruits, no vegetables, no normal whole foods, just everything that's been ultra processed for 30 days. And on that first 30 days, my goal was to eat approximately 6,000 calories per day. For me, my base calories that I need to stay at my current body weight is somewhere in the range of 3,700 to 4,000 calories. And that would keep me at my current body fat level. I wanted to eat above that and gain weight over the first 30 days. I did a blood test at the start of this experiment to show what my baseline was. I also did a body fat test and a body scan at the beginning of this experiment. And here's what the results showed. As far as my blood test was concerned, I was optimal in all possible ranges. It's the healthiest blood test I've ever seen out of myself. I weighed 228.8 pounds the day that I started this experiment, and my body fat test had me at about 9.2% body fat. That seems like that might have been a little bit low, but what are you going to do, argue with the machine? And so, in summary, according to the blood test and the body fat test, healthy as a horse. And so the goal was to eat fast food only for 30 days at 6,000 calories today or per day so that I would gain weight the entire time and then do another blood test. That blood test I had done this morning. Over the course of those 30 days, I gained approximately 10 pounds. I know it doesn't seem like a lot. You know, maybe if a 5'3" female had eaten those 6,000 calories, maybe they would have gained 20 pounds, but that was the margin that I could eat, and man, was it difficult to eat that. I definitely didn't get 6,000 calories every single day. I kind of ended up more in probably the 5,000 calorie range, and that math makes sense for me gaining 10 pounds. So then I took a second blood test. Like I said, that happened this morning. And now I will eat fast food for another 30 days, only fast food, but I will go into a cut. So I will bring my total calories per day down to somewhere in the 3,700 to 4,000 range. Now, I know I said that was my maintenance. I'm going to start there to see if I start losing right away. And then I'm very confident that I lose weight very fast at about 3,200 calories. I know for some of you listening who maybe have never seen me, don't know me, you might think that's a lot of calories, but I'm about 6'4" and 28 to 238 pounds. And so that's just the amount of calories that my body needs to function. I've been weightlifting consistently for a good 15 years at this point. And that's just how many calories you get to eat if you have put on muscle mass on your body. So then I'm going to take that second month and I'm going to cut down in body fat. And the goal is to get to my original weight of 28.8 pounds. I'm hoping that I get to that same body fat percentage or even lower of that 9.2%. And then I will take a third blood test. And here is the theory. I am a big proponent and believer that food quality gets all the attention in the media and from the nutritionists on Instagram about how terrible eating low quality ultra processed foods are for your health. I personally believe that it is much worse for your health to be at high body fat percentage levels, and that is the reason for most of our internal health metrics being screwy when you go to the doctor and get a blood test. The only way to test that is to consistently eat ultra-processed, low-quality foods, both on a weight gain and a weight loss. If I'm correct, what we should see is that at the midway point, that being today, my internal health metrics would be at their worst because I gained a bunch of weight, and because my body rose in body fat percentage, my LDL cholesterol got messed up. I had higher blood glucose, testosterone drops, but we're not sure. I don't have those results back yet, but I'll cover that on my social media. And then if I am correct that food quality is not as much of the problem as it is the total quantity of food that we are eating, then as I go through this cut and return back to my normal body fat percentage levels, we should see my internal health metrics go back to normal. But we're going to find out. The reason that I'm doing this experiment is to show that exactly. And I have done something like this in the past. So several years ago, I'm trying to think now, that would have been, over 5 years ago, probably 7 years ago, maybe 6 years ago, I did a very similar experiment with some tweaks. That experiment, I took much longer to gain weight, and I gained weight eating traditional clean foods, normal foods, pasta, steaks, everything that you would normally eat if you went and went grocery shopping, but you weren't eating a ton of frozen pizzas and everything else. And over the course of that longer term weight gain, I bulked up to 265 pounds. The pictures are ridiculous. It looks like most of my body stayed the same and I just put 30 pounds straight onto my gut. It didn't even really look. I mean, it definitely looks like I'm fatter if you look at those pictures, but it really just looks like my gut is distended. It's almost like you can still see abs on the front, but it's like I put all the fat on around my internal organs. When I did this experiment, I also did blood tests during that, and it showed exactly what my prediction is this time. My blood tests were normal at my starting weight. I gained that 30 some pounds, and then all of a sudden, everything was screwy. My blood glucose was much higher. That's an indication that you're heading towards diabetes. My lipid profile, so my cholesterol, my LDL was way higher. My HDL was way lower. LDL is largely considered your good cholesterol. LDL largely considered your bad cholesterol, and HDL largely considered your good cholesterol. So I had more bad cholesterol in my system and lower levels of the good cholesterol. And then probably the most shocking thing was that my testosterone plummeted during that process. On that previous experiment, I then ate only fast food for 30 days and lost most of the weight. I think I lost 20 some pounds on that. The reason I'm doing this again is because I didn't document it very well last time. And so got to show it again. Now, the thing I do remember is that on that third blood test, when I lost that weight, all my levels turned back to normal. My glucose cleared up, my triglyceride levels cleared up, my lipid profiles, my cholesterol, all that cleared up, and my testosterone returned to its normal amount before the experiment. That to me was anecdotal proof, me just being one person. That was proof to me that food quality was not the problem. It was the quantity of food that we are eating. Now, I want to give you guys a background for why I believe this, because I don't just randomly believe these things. My history, for those of you who don't know me, is I have my master's in exercise science in biomechanics, but I took a ton of metabolism courses when I was in school because my undergrad was in chemistry. And so I'm really more of a hard science guy who just really got into fitness and just loved digging into nutrition. And what I kept coming across in the research, it was that, well, I don't believe our body differentiates really between what we think of as good foods and bad foods. When we eat ice cream versus a banana versus a rice cake, our body just sees carbohydrates. And our body operates off of an accumulation model. And so every single person has a different capacity for fat storage. And if you look into this, our total number of fat cells get set at different points in our life. A couple different times when we're in our youth. One, when we're younger, I'd say around 6, but you might want to look into that. I haven't looked at these numbers recently. And then another time right around puberty. And this is our body's way of saying, okay, what are the conditions that I've been living with so far? Am I in a place where I have a surplus of food and I need places to store it? Okay, well, I'm going to create more fat cells during that time. After those set points of fat cells, our body largely keeps the same amount of fat cells. So I want you to imagine that you have a bunch of water balloons and you walk up to a giant tub of water and you go, we're going to need more water balloons. And so you go get more water balloons. But then after that point, you can get no more water balloons. That's not entirely true. There are certain circumstances when you are really eating heavily and you're gaining a lot of weight fast where your body can produce more fat cells. But as an adult, largely the amount of cells to store fat in is the same for most of your adult life. And so that means that somebody who was thin their entire life, that's me as an example, I was rail thin my entire life, never put an ounce of fat on me until I got past college, that I have a lower capacity for fat storage than does somebody who maybe went through, I'll use my brother as an example. I have a younger brother who he went through a chubby stage when he was around 11, 12, 13 years old. And he was a beefy boy at that time. And he has a higher capacity for fat storage than I do. So what does that mean? Well, in our bodies, We ingest food, and then that food gets transported to different parts of the body by our bloodstream. And so when I eat that food, it's going and it's looking for places to store it. You know, some of that fuel gets used up, natural processes of the body. Some of it goes into our muscles and gets stored as glycogen in there. And some of it gets stored as fat. The excess gets stored as fat. Eventually, if you eat enough, you are going to hit your natural limit of fat storage in your body. So what happens then? Well, then your body doesn't have many other places that it can store fat. Okay, so it might have put a bunch into your muscles and that's full. It might have put a bunch underneath your skin on your pot belly and it's full. And then it starts to pack it around your internal organs, and that's the real dangerous part. That's called your visceral fat. And once we start maxing out all those, there's no other place for all this energy to go. And so it accumulates in your bloodstream. And that's when you see all those internal health metrics get screwy. That's when your blood glucose or your HbA1c, that's when that gets really high. There's no other place to put the sugar that's going into your system. And so it floats around your blood. We call that type 2 diabetes. Same thing with your lipids. Your body is transporting fatty acids around looking for a place to store them. If it has no other place to store them, it has to degrade them in your bloodstream. And that leads to things called foam cells, which are one of the leading causes of heart attacks and atherosclerosis. Ugh, that was a mouthful. But all of that is based on whether or not you have hit close to or above your capacity for fat and energy storage in your body. And so I have a personal belief that people who go to the doctor and all their blood test metrics are screwed up are typically at a higher body fat percentage and probably close to their capacity. This also explains why there are some people that walk around at 350 pounds and by all means look unhealthy, but when they go to the doctor, they're not close to being a type 2 diabetic. They're not pre-diabetic. And there's some people that are 5'11" men who suddenly approach 200 pounds and they go to the doctor and they're pre-diabetic. This explains that in my eyes, but we don't know. These are very difficult studies to do. And so that's what we're going to try to find out. Now, what are we going to learn from this? I don't know. I mean, right now I'm learning things as I go through it. I know that at first I was pretty psyched to eat all this fast food. And then eventually I got really sick of it. It definitely messes with my stomach. Now, I don't know whether that rejection of this food by my stomach is because my body is saying, hey man, I'm full. You don't need any more. You don't usually put this much food into me. And so it's kicking back. Or if it's all the fat and the salt and my body's having trouble processing that. I'm not really sure. Over the course of this test, I've definitely felt demotivated to get into the gym. I felt sluggish. I felt tired. I felt like skipping workouts. I don't know if that's because of the lack of micronutrients in my diet, or if generally because I felt as though every single workout that I did was working against my desire to gain weight. I'm not really sure. But right now is when I find out. So this is the halfway mark. I'm going to cut down now. I'm going to go to 32 to 4,000 calories, wherever that right range is, and I'm going to cut down. And my hope is that I just start feeling better and better and better. And maybe I'll still feel like crap. Only time will tell. I think the important takeaway from this is that you can't always believe what you read on the internet. Even as I'm speaking right now, I'm sure there are some people that are going to think, this is nonsense. This is crap, because it goes against what most of us were taught in schools and what we've read on the internet. And I could be completely wrong. I'm very open to that. That's why I'm testing it on myself. We don't tell our clients to eat this way, but I'm going to do it because I want to really know, because I have this obsession with finding out why. I personally believe that most people's diets can handle a decent amount of ultra-processed, low-quality foods. And that, yeah, you might get some blood sugar spikes. You might have some weird bowel movements because of the lack of fiber. But generally, if you are not towards your fat capacity limit, if you're not carrying around excess body fat all the time, I think your body handles that just fine. The human body is extremely adaptable. You know, we've gone through periods of life where we've had almost no food and survived. And I just feel as though this now is an epidemic of excess food, not low quality food. But there's no real way to know that unless we test it. The real question here is not what's right. It's what's right for you. Because who's to tell you that if you eat a frozen pizza every single night, but you look good, you feel good, and your blood tests look fine, that you're not a healthy person? I think there's way too much finger pointing, shaming, and it's always the food that's the culprit when really, I think most of us just need to take some personal accountability. I think if you're somebody who's been looking to drop weight and you've never focused on calories and you've always just focused on eating good food and you've struggled with that, hopefully this is a relief that there might be another way that you can eat the foods that you really enjoy without having to sacrifice your health. I think that there are plenty of people walking around this world that feel great every single day, and they have plenty of time for ice cream and frozen pizza and even alcohol, but everything's in moderation. So I think if you really want to get your fitness and your health in order, start paying attention to those body fat percentage levels. I think the time is done for the concerns about fat shaming or the concerns about whether we can be healthy at any size. I think some people can be healthy at any size because it's individual. It depends on whether your body can handle that much fat mass on you. Some people can, and they're walking around super healthy, loving their lives. They feel good every single day. Sure, maybe their knees hurt from carrying the extra weight, but internally they feel good. And there's some people that if they even put on a little bit of extra body fat, they just feel like crap. And so who are the nutritionists and the food companies to tell you what to do with your body? The only thing we can go off of is how you feel and what the data says. And so if the internal health metrics on a blood test look good and you feel good and you're confident in who you are when you look in the mirror, eat whatever the hell you want. Life is too short for you to put unnecessary restrictions on yourself because some teeny bopper on Instagram told you not to eat that thing. Here's what I do know. I personally did not enjoy trying to eat 6,000 calories a day. I am not meant to be a bodybuilder. I'm not meant to be a strongman. I did not like eating that. And I can tell you my body didn't like eating that either. Now, I still don't know whether that's because of the quality of foods that I was eating or the quantity of foods that I was eating. But I do know that I'm really excited to get shredded. If you want to follow along with this journey, please follow me on Instagram at @Nick_Byom, B-Y-O-M. You can probably also find us by going to @StrengthAcademyRF on Instagram and @StrengthAcademy101 on any of our other platforms. This will be on YouTube, so pop in there on YouTube. And we'll make more videos about the progress on this, comparing the results and how I felt and what really happened. But my guess is that I'm going to get shredded eating burgers, and there's going to be some people that are really mad about it. That's not my problem. That's their problem. This was Strength 101. Peace out.